Well, it's on that note that I want to turn to the Pit Stops Plowshares and to the Catholic Worker. Because the Pit Stops Plowshares don't only represent the impassioned desire to disarm weapons. They also represent an impassioned desire to practice the works of mercy, to bring relief to the suffering, to bring comfort to the dying. They passionately represent a desire to resist the works of war. Now, it may be that all of us will have an opportunity to practice another work of mercy, and that is to visit those in prison. But I hope not. I hope that they'll be acquitted. I hope that Ireland, that this country that has represented neutrality, that has represented an alternative, that has meant so much to people in other parts of the world, as a country that didn't want to go down the path of foolish and wasteful and murderous militarism, that this country will help rally around people in this trial, and that our good efforts collectively will help to seek an acquittal, and if that isn't successful, that we'll abide with them through every day that they spend imprisoned. And I think that there isn't a greater freedom than to be able to enunciate a truth in your life, to know that truth and to know it passionately and to be able to act in accord with it. And so I bless the movement of the Pit Stops Plowshares and every good work that has brought them to this point. And on that note, I'm very happy to introduce to you Karen O'Reilly.